Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, December 13th, 2016. Amazing how time flies, right? I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
Thank you, Tunga, and I am Chioneso Jani. Tonight we are discussing the issue of new HIV infections that continue on a worrying trend, especially among the youth.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
You can also call us directly on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution.
And we are streaming live on Facebook, and we are also streaming live on our three websites. That's www.voandevele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. While the number of people infected with HIV is projected to decline from 54,753 last year to about 42,314 this year, the National AIDS Council says it is worried by the high number of new infections that are obviously negating the fight against HIV/AIDS. New statistics showed that the HIV prevalence rate has also fallen slightly from 15% to 14.6%.
While that is good news, there is a worrying consensus that new infections are increasing among the country's most productive demographic, the youths. While some blame the youths for reckless and promiscuous behavior, others are putting the blame squarely on the government for failing to fix the economy and create a productive environment for the youths. What's your take? Please call in and give us your views.
Indeed, lisichayele ucingo lingaba litshona njani emakhaya uhlelo ngolwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo lamhlanje ngolesibili mhla zilitshumi lantathu ngompalakazi 2016. Siqokoqela sendaba lamhlanje sikhangela udaba lokumemetheka kwegciwane le-HIV. Inhlanganiso ye-National AIDS Council kanye locwaningo olwenziwe nguhulumende kuveza ukubana lanxa nje inani labantu abathelelwa kumbe ababamba igciwane le-HIV ngomnyaka lisehla. Ukuthelelwana kwaleli gciwane phakathi nakwabontanga phakathi nakwabasakhulayo kuyaqhubeka kukuzinga eliphezulu osokuyinto khathaza kakhulu abantu abaningi elizweni. Kambe izizathobani zenza ontanga babe yibo esingathi aba-susceptible to i-HIV ukuthelelwana kwegciwane leli ngesikhiwa. Kungaba kuyini? Lisazise bathandekayo, lisitshele ucingo litsho lani likubonayo. Kanje kambe kungaba kuyikuthi abasakhulayo sesingomhlambikazelusile na? Sebesenza omathanda, kabasalaleli, benza abangamelanga bakwenze na? Kwenzakalani? Sithanda ukuzwa kini. Lingasitshayela ucingo khonapha emoyeni kunombolo ezithi zona 202-619-2077. Kumbe lithumele umbiko nge-WhatsApp kumakhalekhukhwini kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. 180 kwadziwa iva diwa vatereri kudzimba uku kusangana uku muchirongwa chenyu chirongwa The Connection nhasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yekupararira kwechirwere cheAIDS utachiwana weHIV apo nyika iri kuti huwandu hwevanhu vachabata utachiwana weHIV gore rino huchaderera asi kupararira kwechirwere kana kuti kweutachiwana weHIV mune vechidiki inyaya iri kuenderera mberi ichitekeshera uyezve inyaya yakonzera mutauro munyika chii chiri kuitika toda kunzwa kwamuri vechidiki tiridzirei runhare pano apa pastudio 7 panhamba dzinoti 001 202 619 2077 kana kuti mutitumire mashoko enyu pawhatsapp ndokuti tizomufonerai panhamba dzewhatsapp dzinoti 001 202 465 0318 Miss Chi, ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi nyaya yekupararira kweutachiwana weHIV zvikuru sei kune vechidiki.
Mm-hmm. And since we are talking about new infections, actually it says here from Avet, they reported that there are 64,000 new HIV infections among in Zimbabwe alone. And Zimbabwe has the fifth highest HIV prevalence in the sub-Sahara Africa. As you were saying, that the 14.7% of the 14 million people who have HIV or living with HIV, including 77,000 children. So the new infections have dropped from 79,000 in 2010 to 64,000 in 2015, with behavior change, communication, high treatment coverage and prevention of mother to child transmission services through which has been one of the contributory factors.
Indeed, we are joined now by our first guest, a person who needs no introduction because she is a friend of the show. She's been on this platform many times, quite a few times, actually, and that's Nqobile Munzara of the organization Culture Shock Trust. Munzara, good evening and welcome on Studio 7, The Connection.
Good evening, listeners.
Yes, we talked earlier for our regular shows about the HIV prevalence and you know infections among young people, and you talked about the issue of you know teenagers, people who are now teenagers who were born HIV positive, but their parents never told them of their you know status. Can you expound on that?
Thank you very much, Mtunga. I think the challenge that we have begun to live with in this time is that when HIV was not just discovered, but was at the height of infection in the 2000s, and antiretroviral treatment began to become more accessible, there was a generation, there is a generation that was born during that time, and these are young people who are now teenagers, people who were born in 1999, 2000, 2001. They are now 14, 15 years old, living with the virus, but without knowing that they are positive. There are some who are taking antiretroviral treatment so as to suppress the virus in their bodies, but their parents might not have had an opportunity to tell them. So you find that in situations like that, teenagers who are living with HIV but do not know their HIV status might be unknowingly infecting other teenagers, other young people, you know, when they are practicing unprotected sexual intercourse. And so the timing of disclosure by parents of teenagers who are living with HIV is very crucial. If it is done too soon, it can damage the relationship between the parents and the child. If it is left too late and the teenager actually finds out about their status through other means, then that might completely shut out the parents in the life of the teenager. So it's really important to disclose HIV status to young people who are born with HIV who are living in this time with us.
So in simpler terms, Munzara, you are saying that ignorance by these teenagers, by these young people of their HIV status is one of the contributing factors in the spread of HIV among the youths.
That is correct, Mtunga. There is ignorance of HIV status. There is also the issue of poverty. Part of the problem that poverty comes with is that it pushes young people to try and find other means by which to sustain themselves. And some of these might include prostitution, starting at very basic levels where, you know, it's not really labeled as prostitution, but when you dig deeper and look into it, you realize that this is a young person who is selling their body in order to earn a living, in order to get money, either to put food on the table or to get money to get books and, you know, that sort of thing. So it really, that's another issue that fuels the spread of HIV among young people. Linked to that is the issue of openness, about talking openly about these issues between parents and their teenagers. You know, back in the day when I was growing up, we used to have the concept of aunts who would open up, you know, to teenagers about adolescence, about issues related to adolescence. But that concept is now foreign in our society. And you find parents are really struggling in the middle of all the economic hardships that our country is going through. To then have time to sit down with their teenagers to say, my child, when you talk about sexual intercourse, this is what it is. You know, when you talk about safer sex, this is what it is. When you talk about HIV, this is what it is. Very few parents are actually capacitated to have those conversations with their children. And they find themselves in a very difficult position. So where parents do not fill in the gap, the teenagers find information for themselves. And a lot of times that information is distorted, it's not correct, it is filled with the wrong value system, and, you know, they end up being a law unto themselves and making decisions based on what is right now at this point, what can make me happy as we speak right now.
Thank you very much. Now, there is an article that came out, and you commented on that article on the 4,500 young people that were impregnated, the young children that were impregnated, and you commented that is it not time for condom distribution to be made in schools? Can you share, can you give us a bit on light on that?
Thank you for asking that question. You know, I know it's a very controversial suggestion, given that Zimbabwe is a predominantly Christian society and our values are based on our Christian beliefs. But there are some realities that are beginning to emerge. And when you see those kinds of headlines, that's when you realize that, you know, you need to rethink some of the choices or some of the decisions that we are making. And I, as an HIV and AIDS activist for young people, I sleep better knowing that a young person who decides to engage in sexual activity is protected because they are able to access condoms or other methods by which to practice safer sex without any judgment, without any impediment. In some situations, the young people who end up getting involved in sexual activity, it's not out of choice, you know, and because of that, they end up getting getting exposed to not only pregnancy, but also STI and HIV infection. And yet one of the key messages around the world on this issue is, let us create an HIV-free generation. How do we propose to do that when the talk of abstinence is still no longer relevant? You know, because honestly, if a grade 7 pupil is falling pregnant, that child is 11 or 12, and they are a pregnant child. Someone who's going to be a mother at that age, any woman who's been pregnant knows that pregnancy for 9 months is difficult. And now here is an 11-year-old who is pregnant. You know, yes, it's correct that some of the people who make the children pregnant are grown-ups. But let that child have the option to protect themselves from such a predicament. You know, in that article, the minister stated that the children can go back to school and can be readmitted even though they are mothers or fathers, or, you know. But why should we continue to turn a blind eye to the reality on the ground, you know, and say, no, we are not putting condoms in high school? Condoms are not the only solution, because the problem is a deeper underlying problem, but it's one solution.
Interesting.
It's a good start, in my opinion, because
interesting point there. I'll come back to you in a bit, now let's get our second guest, and that's Dr. Frank Guni. Dr. Guni, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir, and good afternoon to your listeners.
And it's a good afternoon to Dr. Guni, because he is here in the United States with us. Dr. Guni, let's dive straight into the subject matter. HIV prevalence is going down in the country, but among the youths, it's said to be going up. And the country is obviously concerned. Given that, you know, we are talking about 2016, decades and decades after HIV was discovered, and, you know, after the overwhelming dissemination of information, where are young people getting it wrong in Zimbabwe?
Well, I think you can take it from a number of factors that are influencing the high prevalence rate we are seeing in young people. And it's not just in Zimbabwe. It's across the board. It's across Southern Africa, and we are also seeing this in other parts of the world. I think primarily it's a question of perceptions by young people. Years ago, HIV/AIDS used to be a frightening issue. We used to see people dying every day, people's lives being decimated, livelihoods being changed. But nowadays, because of the availability of treatment protocols, we have more and more people that are living with HIV more positively, and they are not showing signs and symptoms that could deter young people from engaging in risk behavior. So that's just one element of it. The other issue is we need to continue strengthening our targeted programs towards young people and include them in program design and information dissemination amongst themselves in a language that is more appropriate, that is more acceptable to the young people, rather than have adult people talking to young people. The tendency, not just about the public health, the tendency for young people is to resist anything being sort of imposed upon them by the older generations. So it's a plethora of things that are influencing young people's behavior. But nonetheless, we should never lose hope. We should keep on devising new methods of trying to work with them, and also including new strategies that are now available. For example, in young adults, it's prudent now to use a pre-exposure, for example, pre-exposure prophylaxis, to make sure that they don't get infected. The other way to prevent this issue of young people continuously getting infected in our country is to ensure that we push the 90-90 program. That means we need to ensure that we test at least 90% of all people in our country. We need to also make sure that at least 90% of those tested have access to treatment. And we need to reduce the ability of those people that are already HIV positive and are on medications to transmit HIV to about 90%.
Saka,
we know for sure, scientifically now, that when you have people that have viral, that have achieved viral suppression over a long period of time, their ability to continuously transmit HIV gets reduced to zero. So if we have more people that are on treatment and they have achieved viral suppression, it means we have less and less more people getting infected. That's just a few ways that we can employ to try and make sure that our young people stay safe. But most importantly, public health education is fundamental. Inclusive.
Ndi pinde ipapo waguni. Saka muri kuti imimi ne rurimi rwamai ipapo, nyaya kuti mazuwa ano vanhu vane utachiwana weHIV vakugona kurarama kwenguva yakareba, in many instances a normal life, nekuti kwa ne mishonga. Saka muri kuti nechikonzero chekuti utachiwana weHIV chirwere cheAIDS achizikuuraya vanhu nenzira yachaimboita mazuva mashoma apfuura, kana kuti makore mashoma apfuura. Muri kuti mimi ichocho ndechimwe chikonzero chapa kuti vechidiki vaite madiro ajojina?
Ndechimwe chezvikonzero zvakawanda. And mukatarisa makore mashoma apfuura, mishonga isati yawanda munyika medu, tanga tasvika pachinhano o stage yekuti vanhu vanga vakuziya kuti munhu wese waunosangana naye pabonde assume kuti munhu iye ari positive until aitwa proven negative. But here today it's the opposite. Now we are back to a situation where vana vadiki just looks at somebody over vafunga kuti uyu anoratidza kuti ari right physically, therefore havambofungire kuti munhu iye anogona kunge aine utachiona. Ndo zviri kuita kuti chirwere chirambe chichipararana. It's just one of the issues izvozvo. Imwe nyaya yakakosha chaiyo inyaya yecommunication, yokutaurirana nekupakurirana mashoko eutano. Vana vadiki naturally vane resistance kana vachiutaurirwa zvokuita nevanhu vakuru. Saka tiri kuti isusu tinoziva kuti kana mukainkluda vana vadiki mukugadzira nekuparidzira mashoko eutano anoita kuti vazvidzivirire kuzvirwere, kwete kuna HIV AIDS chete, but kuzvirwere zvakawanda, vanoteerera nekutambira mashoko anobva kune vamwe vemazera avo zvakanyanya kupfuura kunobva mashoko anobva kune vanhu vakuru. So yes, it's true kuti kana vanhu vasiri kuona kuti vanhu vari kufa, the risk yekuti tinotya kuti chirwere chinouraya inodzikira. Zvinoitawo zvakare kuti vechidiki, kunyanya mayoung adults, vasaite matyira, voramba vachiita engage in risky behavior inoita kuti varambe vachibatira utachiona voramba huchitenderera muwana wadiki imomo. Zvimwe zvinoitikawo maeconomic factors, kunyanya mukatarisa vana vedu vechidiki vechisvikana vari kuenda kuzvikoro, vari nekutambura kuri kuita vanhu munyika, vari kuramba vachisangana nevanhu vanenge vane tumari apo nepapo, vachizviexposa voramba vachipiwa zvirwere nekuti vanenge vachida kuwana mari yokuita ABCD nevanhu vakuru vane chirwere nakudhara. Izvozvo ndo zvimwe zviri kuita kuti chirwere chirambe chichiwanda munyika medu. Ndosaka ndati inini Zimbabwe inosungirwa kuti irambe yakatarisira kuti vanhu vese vane utachiona munyika vapiwe mushonga zviri consistently, voitora zvakanaka. Vakaramba vakadaro vanoachivha inonzi viral suppression, zvinoreva kuti utachiona huri mumiri yavo unenge hwadzikira zvakanyanyisa zvokuti havachakwanisi kutapurira utachiona uhwu kune vamwe vanhu. Zvekuti even sexual behavior ikasachinja in the long term, vanenge vasingakwanisi kutapurira vana vechidiki kana vamwe vavanosangana navo pabonde. So kune nzira dzakawanda dzatinogona kurwisa nayo nyaya iyi.
Dr. Guni, I know you are rushing somewhere. You have other commitments, but if you can do stay with us for a few more minutes, sure. We will be coming back to you. Nkosazana, Nqobile Munzara, owe Culture Shock Trust, Lawe, uqhubeke ubambile khonapho. We are joined now by our third guest, HIV/AIDS activist. Dumisani Nkomo, all the way from Bulawayo. Mnumzana Nkomo, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Siyabonga linjani balaleli.
Hayi, siyaphila abalaleli labo, ngilethemba baphilile. Sibone kunsukwana isanda kwedlula Nkomo. Kuphuma imbiko yokuthi isigaba sakoBulawayo, isigaba seMathebeleleni North, lesigaba seMathebeleleni South, yizo ezikhanya zikhokhela udaba lokuthelelwana kwegciwane le-HIV. Abanye bayakulandula bathi hayi bayasiphoxa abe-National AIDS Council, ikakhulu abahlala eMathebeleleni khona ngapho. Kodwa ke abanye bathi hayi bo, kwenziwe ucwaningo lingayali. Acceptani iqiniso, yamukelani iqiniso libone ukuthi lungalwiswa njani lolu daba. Kuyini okwenzakalayo ngokubona kwakho njengomuntu ohlala lawo ekhona ngapho koBulawayo?
Yeah, I think sesike saxoxa before, sazama ukuvezelana amaqiniso ukuthi okuvezwa yinaki kakusoqiniso. Now it's unfortunate ukuthi iBulawayo yiyo kathi saba ivezayo ukuthi i-hotspot ku-HIV and AIDS. But mina ngokubona kwami, mbona ngani eZimbabwe vele sonke sile problem. Ngesizathu sokuthi i-National AIDS focus yayo is on treatment. So ku-prevention vele ayila any program elayo. So i-problem esesilayo khathesi, especially ebantwini abatsha from 15 years kusiya ku-24-25, kule problem khonapho. So kangikwazi ukuthi singenze njani kumbe yona inaki ile program ba. But okunye sike sakuveza, inaki yona ngikwayo vela kulazithelwenzayo ngaphandle kokuthi ikhangelele kuma-NGOs ukuthi benze ama-programs. Okwabo kwenakhi kuthenga nje those expensive cars, bethola ama-benefits, behamba besiya kuma-workshop. So eZimbabwe really we have a problem because i-focus is like get HIV and siza kutreata. So yi-slogan yabo ekhona kathesi ngoba i-focus yabo ukuthi abalandaba lokuthi abantu kulama-programs e-prevention ayenziwayo. Abakwenzayo kuphela ukuthi ungabalayo siza kutreat. So sile problem not only eBulawayo kuphela, but mina I believe ukuthi problem yethu iseZimbabwe. Sile nkalakata ye-problem, bayagijima khathesi bekhuluma ama-successes abo asebawenzile ngokufaka abantu ku-treatment, because we cannot focus on treatment. What about i-prevention? Senza njani ngabantu abatsha? Ama-programs esilawo yiwaphi ukuvikela abantu abatsha ezikolweni, kuma-university, because kule big problem.
Nkomo, uyibeka kuhle khonapho, kodwa ngilombuzo ikakhulu ngabantu abasakhulayo. Yebo, i-National AIDS Council kumele idlale umlando wayo, kodwa abasakhulayo labo abamelanga bathathe impilo zabo na bazifake ezandleni zabo. Ngoba siyazi kulamaphathi la kuthiwa ngamavuzu, benzani? Abanye bayahamba bayanqunula, bangena kucansi bebaningi, benza yonke inyakanyaka, yonke imicimbicimbi. Abasakhulayo labo kabazekeleli yini khonapho? Ayisiko kuzekelela kumbukuzo khela amalahle emakhanda abakwenzayo.
Now umuntu omutsha wonke uneed guidance, unida ukuphathiswa, unida ukuqondiswa, unida ukuthi kube lama-programs ayenziwayo abalimukisayo. Kasilawo ama-programs wona lawo. Amavuzu parties wona lawo akhulumayo agcwele. For instance, lapho engihlala khona koBulawayo agcwele. Abantu abatsha abaningi bayahamba kumavuzu parties benze ezinye izinto ezibaphutha kuriti. But amavuzu parties wona lawo ayafanishina ezifa kula mthetho. Akula muntu owastopayo vele, akula any effort that is being done either by the police or whatever, whether it's National Aid Council or even some NGOs, which is Balimu is the Ben Weber and Alexander, my parents, which is, I understand, which is the Mayama Party, I enjoy it. So, Mina, I still have a blame. It's either National Aid Council or including the Kwanalape Zimbabwe, but I relax like a cool. If nothing is about the programs that target the young people, then it's still a problem. No, you cannot target Abantu Abadala already. They know which is Bible to whatever it is. So Abantu Abadala is still a problem. We should have, of course, they are putting themselves for risk. But where are the programs? But we're saying effort to address the situation so that we help our young
siyabonga Nkomo uqhubeka ubambile khonapho ecingweni.
Ngobila? Hello, yes. We're talking about the young women and the young girls that you're working with at the moment, teenagers that you're working with Kujukoro. Oh, okay. She has dropped. Dr. Guni? Muchiripo ere, Dr. Guni?
Wangu diripo.
Ah, gudu. Shandanga shida kukuvunza ndezvo kuti, I know that you've been an activist also for HIV. So I wanted to find out, what is the HIV-based response to HIV in addressing the young people right now in terms of access to health care?
Well, the strongest and the most important weapon that we can help young people prevent transmission of HIV is information. They need accurate, practical, and realistic public health information. Mm-hmm. But that information has to be disseminated in a way and in a language that our young people of today understand.
Yes, you mentioned that earlier, but some of the young people are saying that they have challenges where they are looked up, down upon by some of these healthcare centers where they go to because of maybe indulging when they're younger, some of them disclosing their sexual activities, being below age before they have sex. So what then how can you then advise young people in that retrospect?
Dr. Gune, before you respond, let me also add this. You keep saying that we need to talk to young people in the language that they understand. What do you mean?
Well, I was just about to address that before Chiwanisho responded. It's not more about to talk about the Chiwanisho part of the question. It's less about young people being shunned or being looked upon or being talked down to by adults when they visit health facilities. It's more about us public health workers talking to our experts in medical facilities on how to communicate with young people. Young people understand or they discuss things in a very different way than people who are much older than they are do. So, for instance, there is something that we call in public health, we call age-appropriate information. We also have programs that we have started not just in Africa but in other parts of the world where we train health care workers on how to address specific groups of people on health matters. So going back to Chiwanisho's inference, if a young person was to visit a health facility, instead of looking at them as, well, they are too young to engage in sexual behavior, the health facility workers who are now being trained, they embrace that young person and sit down with them and make sure that they have access to all the resources that they need. For instance, instead of shunning them, we should give them a preventative information. And if they are already infected, we should ensure that they got treatment. It's of no point for us to keep on saying, well, we should not make available preventative devices like condoms and so forth to young people, just because we as adults, we view that as unacceptable behavior. Well, the reality is if we don't give them condoms, they are going to get infected. If young people come to health facilities seeking for information, seeking for medication, seeking for condoms, we should embrace them and give them those tools that they need in order to keep themselves safe.
Thank you very much. Can you hold on? We've got a caller, sir.
Sure.
Forward from South Africa. Wakadiago.
What is it?
I got to know Farah Tipe Pungwa. Thank you. Oh, okay. Tipe Pungwa. Thank you. Panyaye HIV.
Hello.
Mukundinzwa.
Yeah, Andrew Gunzwai.
Ehe, tipe mpungwa dzenyu.
Mokwa sambodu, dokwa nsarombo dropa zvindo so mozofona in time time dai mangofona zvine zvidandri bis panhuwe ndirikuita ngoza.
Okay, zvakanaka.
Pano andiri kusave, pano andiri kusave, andiri kutengesa mutombo saka sofa pane queue vanhu vari kudatenga.
Okay, zvakanaka mukoma wangu tichamufonerai. Dr. Goni, please do stay on the line. See, penduke kuwe, baba Nkomo. Uyachikuva na National AIDS Council kumele igoqe mkono isebenze kanzima abasakhulayo labo kumele bazinakekele bengaphongi kwenza nje izinto ezifaka impilo zabo engozini. Unqobile Munzara oweCulture Shock ebesilaye ecingweni esizama ukuba laye njalo incingo ziyahlupha. Uke wakhuluma ngodaba lwabantwana abazalwa bele gciwane le-HIV kodwa abazali bengaze babatshela ukubana hayi mntwanami uzelwe unje ngokungazi abantwana labana sebehamba sebesiya emacansini bengazivikelanga kahle kahle kuba nzima kanganani emzalini ukuthi atshele umntwana njalo kuqakatheke kanganani ukubana amtshele.
No, kuqakathekile kakhulu really. Mina nginanzelela ukuthi maybe thina abantu abadala khathesi vele ungani vele asisela ndaba, especially on giving i-guidance ebantwaneni lokubancedisa. Even ama-churches today, they don't have ama-programs, especially on allow on HIV and AIDS, ukunika i-guidance ebantwaneni. So the challenge yabantwana abazalwa be-positive and ungumlando womzali ukuthi ancedise umntwana ukuthi athi understand i-situation yakhe ukuthi aso-fault yakhe wazalwe njalo and nxa kuyikuthi sokumele athathe i-treatment athi understand. Kulabanye abantwana abathatha i-treatment bengatshelwa ukuthi khona i-treatment engiyani, baze babuze ekuqineni bacine sebekhalala sebetshiya lokhwana sokubafaka kudanger ye-drug resistance. And again abantwana laba balembuzo eminingi maybe mhlawumbe abangakwanisi ukuthi bathole izimpendulo ngokuba yibo kwabo. So sokusenza ukuthi bagcine mebhenxe sebengene endabeni zamacansi zona lezi zengaphosa begcine sebe-infectana kona bodwa kumbi be-infectwa ngabanye abantu abakhulu. Mina ngibona ngani kulama-programs I'm still putting i-blame because i-NAC iphiwa i-AIDS levy so that bakwanise ukuthi bathi roll out ama-programs zona lawo azancedisa abantwana maybe abaphathise and so forth. Bona they are quite bakhuluma nge-treatment kuphela ukuthi we've done this ku-treatment sesenze lokhu lalokhu lalokho. So when it comes to ilokhu ukulwisana nomkhuhlane lo ukuthi lathi size sibe le-AIDS free generation kumele kube ne-effort enkulu eyenziwayo encediswayo. Khathesi ezithi zeZimbabwe kuthule kuthe zwi only nje kuphela kuyamatshwa kuphela kuphelele khona. So we are saying ukuthi abadala asibeni responsible lesinika i-guidance ebantwaneni sibancedise laba aba-positive ukuthi bathi understand i-situation yabo ukuthi bazelwe benjalo. It's not their fault.
So akula ama program zona lawa njalo ancedisa. Lanxa ekhona sesikhwameni somunye umuntu samuye doing it private kumbe nxa ethatha izimali sithi I'm doing ama program. But awakho ku community. If you come down ku community, there are no programs ezinjalo, nama church ama churches are relaxed. Even some NGOs they're also bad relaxed, the focus is on treatment. So mbona ngani really let abantu sivuleka amehlo sizabe ukuncedisa i-generation yabantu abatsha laba so that bakwazise ukuthi labo bayephila bezwisisa kungasibaniki kahle.
Vagoni ndidzoke kwamuri inyaya yakakosha sei kana kuti inyaya yakakosha zvakadii kuti vabereki vane vana vakaberekwa vaine utachiwana weHIV vavaudze chokwadi pachine nguva.
Zvinhu zvakakosha zvikuru kuti mwana akure achiziva chokwadi kuti iyo mishonga yaari kupiwa ndei, uye kuti aziye kuti anokwanisa kuzvidzivirira sei iye nevamwe vaanofara nawo. Zvinobatsirawo kwete kungoti ave neruzivo chete, asi kuti azokwanisa kutarisana nekudhila nezvinhu zvakaita sana stigma kwaanotamba nevamwe vake kuzvikoro nekumwe kwese kwaanenge achifamba. Tinoona kuti vana vanenge vakura vachiziya kuti vari kunwirei mishonga iyi, one very less likely kublema vabereki vavo nekuti vanenge vachiziya kuti vanenge vakaudzwa chokwadi. Kechipiri, vana ivavo kazhinji kacho ndo vanozova vatungamiri muzvikoro zvavo muma other youth programs kuti vabatsire kuvandudza nekuparadzira mashoko ekuita kuti vamwe vana vavewo neutano hwakanaka, vazvidzivirire kuzvirwere izvi. Uye zvakare sezvandambotaura zviye muchirungu kuti kana munhu akange ari pamushonga wekudzikisira utachiona aya tinoti antiretroviral drugs kwenguva yakareba, over a long period of time, zvinozosvika panosvika pachinhano chinonzi viral suppression. Zvinoreva kuti utachiona hunenge huri mumuviri wake hunenge hwadzikira zvakanyanya zvekuti haachakwanisa kutapurira utachiona uhu kune vamwe vanhu. So vana ivava vanenge vakura vachiziva kuti vari kunwira mishonga, vachiziva zvakakoshera kunwa mishonga iyoyo, zvinovabatsira muruzivo, zvinovabatsirawo zvakare kuti muukama hwavo neushamari hwavo hwepabonde huchazoitika muupenyu hwavo, because it's inevitable kuti vana ivava vanozotosangana nevamwe vanhu pabonde. Havazokwanisa kana vari paviral suppression, havazokwanisa kutapurira utachiona kune vadikani wavo vachasangana nawo pabonde. Izvi zvinobatsirawo zvakare kuti tive negeneration inenge ine wana wechidiki wasina utachiona. So it's possible kuva neHIV free generation. Ndiri kutambirawo zviri kutaurwa namukoma Dumisani tozvavari kutaura ichokwadi kuti pane dzimwe nguva tinenge tasvikira pachinhano checomplacent kuti hatichanyanyi kuwimbisa. Zvakakosha izvi zvinoita kuti vechidiki vedu vave neruzivo rwakakosha uye rwakadzama runoita kuti vasarambe vachitapurirana utachiona. Uye zvakare kana vakava neruzivo zvinoita kuti vasaexposwa nevakuru, kunyanyanyaya vakuru vana sugar daddy, vana sugar mami vaya vaya vasiri pamushonga ndo vari kunyanya kutapurira chirwere kuvana vadiki. But kana vana vadiki havaine ruzivo vanoinsista nekuzvidzivirira kuti aiwa kana pasina makondomu for instance hatikwanisi kusangana nemi pabonde. Uye kana vava neruzivo vanogonawo kutora yadambotaura inonzi pre exposure prophylaxis, yekutora inoti vanhu vatore mushonga vasati varwara nechirwere, vasati vanosangana nemunhu, nekuti hauziye kuti munhu aunosangana naye anogona ange aine chirwere kana kuti anenge aisina. Uye kunyange achiti ari pamushonga hausikuziva kuti asvika paviral suppression yekuti haachakwanisi kutapurira utachiona wekutransmita utachiona uyu here. Saka kana munhu akanga atora mushonga uyu nechekare yatinoti pre-exposure prophylaxis, zvinoita kuti machances ake ekuti atapure utachiona adzikire. So zvese izvozvo ruzivo, that is information yatinofanira kuita pass on to both our young people and the generality of our population. And I'm proud that Zimbabwe is one of the three first countries in Southern Africa that tanga kuintroduce pre-exposure prophylaxis, because zvichabatsira kuti kutapurirana kwechirwere kudzikire zvakanyanya munyika medu.
Please do stay on the line, Dr. Goni, if you can, and Mr. Nkomo too. Sithathe umlaleli lapha uSpasa Chuma kobulawayo. Kunjani mthumeni?
Sikhona lijani nani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani kobulawayo?
Hatshi, ungamele ngani kuyaphizaphiza, hatshi unyana.
Hayi, kuhle baba. Sungenile kuhlelo ungasiphathisa.
Yes, ngiyalizwa uhlelo lolusuku. Uhlelo lelo kumele kube nemfundiso eqinileyo kakhulu, kakhulu emaphandleni kakhulu kakhulu. Ngoba abantwana labo bakhula belo mkhuhlane, la kungenamzali ofundisiweyo walokhu, abantwana labo bangena enkingeni enkulu kakhulu kazi. Kumele kube nemfundiso esibile khona, kube sekufithi njalo igovernment yethu ukuthi abantu labo bazuze amaphilisi eduzane. Ngoba akuncedi lutho, akubi nempilo engaba khona nakungazange kwadingakala into lezoni ezishoyo. Ngoba ngithi eyi, abantu bengazange bafundiswa kakhulu, abantu abadala bakithi kuyahlupha ukuzifisa ukuthi balandise umntwana ukuthi bambone ukuthi benzele lokhu okufunakalayo nsuku zonke yini na, ngoba bengakwazi izinto bawenyama. So kuyamele ukuthi badinge bafundiswe, bayazise ukuthi hhayi umntwana ngayenje uyamele kwenziwe lokhu, kwenziwe lokhu. La maphilisi akhona azuzakala eduzane emakhaya lapho kuyakhathaza kakhulu, bakithi baphelelwe zimpilo ngoba into zakhona zonke zazitholakali.
Hhayi, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo Golide. Yeah, love ngumlaleli uSpasa Chuma kobulawayo Miss Chidi ne Mumemterere.
Yes. All the way from Binga. Wakadi hako Gideon.
Ndinofara makadivo.
Aiwa, tinofara. Tipe pfungwa dzenyu panyaya iyi.
Ya, ndinoonera hangu ndinoona kuti nyaya yekusazvibata ndo iri kukonzeresa kuti chirwere chinopararira kuvanhu vechidiki ava.
Sei muchidaro?
Nekuti kana muchitarira kuti amuna kuti ngati tipe vanhu vedu vechikana vandizi mwana andingati makore anogona kusvika 16 anogona kuina kude kudanana nemunhu ane makore kana kuti mukuru zvake ainge ane chirwere chekare. Abva ipapo anogonana nemwana ane makore anosvika 16 akaenzana naiye, zveni zvotokonzera kuti chirwere chipinde pavana vadiki ava vanenge rivezera rake.
Ko imimi hamufunge here nyaya yemashuga dadi amuri kutaura iyi yokudana nevanhu vakuru inyaya yekutambudzika kuri kuita muZimbabwe, kuti vanhu vari kushaya chekudya, saka zviri kuita kuti vanhu vati mina nditsvage shuga dadi anogona kuzochengeta, anozona kutibatsira kumba uku.
Ya, izvozvoitika ndechekuti munhu azvibate, nekuti kunyange kare vanhu vakasiyana kuwana kwavo. Saka vana vechidiki vanofanira kuwana dzidziso yekuti vazvitengetedze miviri yavo kutati vakapinde pamatambudziko akafanana naiwayo. Saka nyaya yeurombo ingagona kuita izvozvo, asi haisiyo nyaya yakakura. Vanofanira kudzidza kuzvibata sezvaiita kare.
Inini ko alright mazvita henyu, ko nyaya yekuti vechidiki vari kunzi varorwe vachiri vana vadiki vari kupuwa nhumbu, mwana ari grade 7, mwana ari form 1, form 2, wangazviziva here zvokusangana pabonde kana kuudzwa nevamwe vanhu?
Aiwa, izvo hazviiti kuwanzangara mudiki nekuti anenge asina ruzivo, saka hatizvikurudziri kuti zviitike zvinhu zvakadero.
Saka paka
anofanira kuti asvike pazinhandemutsinda pabonde ari munhu akura.
Saka pakadaro, kana wakanzwa kuti mwana ari kunzwaro, ari kunzi sezvataverenga munewspaper kuti 4500 vana vegrade 7 vari kupuwa mimba, vari kurodzwa, munoti chinazvo izvozvo?
so kuleka ku information vanhu afarisa zvinhu zvakadaro nekuti kukanganisa kuri kuitwa nevanhu vakuru vachitaira vana vadiiana mumbosva chirwere saka zvizvatokurudzira zvinhu zvekutokanganisa vevana vasikana nevanhu vakomana kana vaa.
Thank you there, Mkoma Gideon, Runari Rava Gideon, Ameno, Network Irikunetsa. But that's a very important issue that you raised there, Ms. Chi. The issue of 4,500 grade 7 pupils dropping out of school this year because they fell pregnant. We're talking about grade 7. This is disgusting. You know, it's crazy. Next week we should, you know, probably do a live talk on this because it's just disgusting. I mean, who goes to bed with a grade 7 pupil? It doesn't make sense, does it?
No. I'm trying to even think about exactly what would be happening. Do they even understand what is happening? They haven't even come into a point of puberty. So if they cannot even understand their own bodies, how are they going to understand body?
Who gets attracted to a grade 7 girl to the extent of, you know, sleeping with them and impregnating them? Kulihlazo lokho zihlobo esithandekayo abantwana abangu 4500 gabasaqedanga izifundo zika grade 7 lonyaka elizweni lonke jikelele ngoba babe lezisu lihlazo elikhululele into eyangisayo nxa uzibona ngubaba usiya emacansini lomntwana oku grade 7 ulala lomntwana ongako kumbe lawe ungumzali usendisa umntwana oku grade 7 uyayangisa mzali uyayangisa baba ulihlazo elikhulu kumele sikhulume ngalolu daba ku live talk chi mhlawumbe ngeviki ezayo very disgusting you know topic there. Dr. Guni, coming back to you before we go to, you know, Mr. Nkomo. Let's talk about the issue of abstinence. Does it still count in 2016?
Well, yes, in the sense that it's just one of the elements that we can still employ to ensure that we continue striving towards an HIV-free generation. Abstinence has always been part of our African culture. So, I mean, in as much as it is very difficult to implement and in many instances it's very impractical, we can still encourage parents and guardians to try and preach the gospel of abstinence in as much possible way as they can. Yes, very few people, young people, will adhere to abstinence. but let me also add the fact that this discussion has just demonstrated that when it comes to HIV prevalence among our young people, there are innumerable variables that contribute to why we see in numbers in young people continuously going up. They range from socioeconomic factors to communication factors to behavioral issues to a lack of appropriately designed messaging to lack of access to resources like preventative devices, condoms, pre-exposure prophylaxis, to healthcare worker behavior that needs to be modified, to, you know, adults that are kind of out of tune with communication of the 21st century. Young people are on Twitter, they are on YouTube, they are electronically savvy, and we need to adapt those same methodologies that they use to communicate among themselves to insert information relative to public health, and more specifically, on HIV prevention and the methodologies that our young people can utilize to keep themselves safe, not from just among us themselves, but from being exploited by adults who otherwise should know better.
Doctor?
But are taking advantage of our young people.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, I just wanted to ask you a question. Well, because Ntunga raised a very important question on the 4,500. These are girls. These are young girls below the age given to marriage. And what is your say in terms of gender equality, in terms of increasing the woman's vulnerability to HIV?
And before the doctor responds, Ms. Chi, interesting, you're talking about gender equality. We've been having two gentlemen on the show, and now Nqobile Monzara is back. Oh, my goodness. She has just dropped her phone again, but I wanted there to come in real quick because you are talking about gender equality, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, Dr. Goni, go ahead and respond to Ms. Chi's question.
Very briefly. Gender equality is a notion that we all need to embrace. Women's rights, girl child rights are human rights. They should be espoused by everybody. We should never have a situation where we have adults taking advantage of young people. Our laws should be enforced vigorously, and we should enhance social education amongst our people, so that we avoid a situation where we see these high, catastrophic numbers of young people's lives being ruined. Because honestly, if we have a grade 7 child, a 12-year girl, being pregnant by a 70-year-old man, that child's life has been ruined forever. They can never recover from such traumatic events, let alone, the immense responsibility of raising a family when they are kids themselves. And include in that the exposure to HIV, among other diseases. So we need to be socially conscious of what is important for our future as a nation. We should embrace gender equality by all means.
Thank you, there, Doctor.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to get off here.
And that's timely because we are also out of time. But Dr. Goni, a very good thank you. Heartfelt thank you there for joining us today. We'll be talking, we'll continue this conversation in the coming weeks. Baba Nkomo, kusiqibele uhlelo mazwi bani ongathanda ukuphuma ngawo.
Okay, maybe ingxenye yokuqala njengoba sikhuluma ngokuthi kule 4,500 abantwana ama-grade 7 amithiswe ngubani, and kuyini okuza kwenziwa? Anticipated about this number inaleyo. It's obvious kula bantu abadala khonapho aba-involved, and umuntu omdala kunayelala lo mntwana omncinyane, it's obvious u-grade 7 akulalo kanjani alwaziyo. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi i-NAC kabayekele ukuba ngamadila and babe lama-program azancedisa abantu abatsha bathole information. Sesele problem yokuthi even ama-teachers ezikolweni kabaselandaba, they don't care. So abantwana bethu now they are vulnerable. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi even lama-points akhulunywe ngu-Dr. Goni okuthi I think asikubiseleni back to ama-parents, sithi cooperate with parents ekuncediseni abantwa bethu ukuthi bakhuzeni bavikele. Ihluphe sesilayo eZimbabwe silama-challenges amaningi, including awemali kayitholakali. Everyone is a dealer, including ama-NGOs abasena ama-programs abasenza, they are now dealers. Inaki esifundeni sokuthi bathathe imali ye-aid led.
Nkomo, sesiphelelwe isikhathi mtakababa, asichiye khonapho, sizaqhubeka kumaviki azayo. Thank you there to Dumisani Nkomo, Nqobile Monzara, and Dr. Frank Goni. Time to disconnect. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
Thank you, Zimbabwe, for being with us. And I am Chione Sojani. Meet us again next week. Same time, same place.